All right, welcome everyone to Brighteon.com. We have a special conversation for you today, a really special guest, Andrew Wakefield, who probably needs no introduction for all his amazing work, but he's got a brand new announcement to bring to you today that we're going to be participating in as well to help you connect on the subject of health freedom in a new way that bypasses tech censorship. Andrew, it's great to be with you today. Thanks for joining me.
Mike, it's great to be back. Thank you.
Well, it's wonderful to be able to sit down with you here in person. We're at this Health Freedom event in Tulsa. It's more than a Health Freedom event, but tell me what you're up to right now. You're always working on more films. You did the 1986 film recently. You've got more projects. What do you have in store for the world?
Well, Mike, we're in pre-production on a new film, and we're going to shoot that in Austin, or just south of Austin. So we'll be coming back soon to start work on that. So I'll look you up. See you there.
Oh, I'd love to.
So we're very excited about that project. So that'll be film number four. And we are also, I mean, what we discovered with the last movie, we were confronted with two extraordinary situations. One was the lockdown of the movie theaters due to COVID.
Right, right.
It was rather like that scene from Shakespeare in Love. You know, the theaters are shut by the plague, you know, was exactly what it was. And then the other was censorship.
Extreme censorship.
Never faced that kind of those constraints before.
Yes.
And so rather than panic, we, particularly my CEO, Laurie Gregory, decided we had to reinvent ourselves. Film distribution was going to be a very different thing going forward. And we had to be in the forefront of that. We had to be part of that change. We had to adapt and survive or perish. It was pure Darwinian evolution. And so we needed to create a new system, and we created a platform on which to release our film, which was free from the constraints of Amazon streaming, that was independent, that was protectable from bot attacks and all the kinds of things that I don't really understand but happen on a day-to-day basis to
yes.
people like you and me. And so that's what we've done. And we then decided, well, there is more than this is needed. What we need is a central hub for health freedom. Health freedom was now in the minds of almost everybody in the world. Every American.
We need to almost thank the totalitarians for bringing this to the surface yes. so quickly. They yeah. saved us 20 years.
I mean, we are in an environment here at a meeting, which is an entirely new audience. I've never met these people before.
That's right.
Okay, I've been going to conferences for years. Autism, vaccine-injured children, parents. Suddenly, this is a whole new audience, new faces, people confronted with the challenge to their health freedom, their bodily autonomy, by the threat of masks, mandates, social distancing, COVID vaccines. They don't want it.
Vaccine passports.
That's right, vaccine passports. And so this group have come together. So what we needed was a resource that brought all these people together in a protected health freedom hub where all of the various elements could interact, could have a conversation, could become essentially a single voter block. That was going to give power to this community that it had never experienced before. One that could actually impact politics, could make change, could actually affect huge changes in everything from local government, school districts, the sheriff, right the way up to the president himself. And that's what we can do. And the other was to provide somewhere free from censorship where we could actually put out this crucial material that is, what's fascinating, Mike, and you witnessed this, is they are now censoring the mainstream.
Yes.
It first happened when those doctors, the frontline doctors got up and spoke in front of the Supreme Court about people being deprived of hydroxychloroquine. They censored that. They started to censor mainstream doctors.
And those doctors were shocked at first, weren't they?
Yeah. Oh, they were. This was a new world for them. They'd never seen this kind of thing before. We'd seen it. But what that meant is that actually Zuckerberg was censoring himself. Because once you start down that road of censoring anyone who disagrees with you or disagrees with the people who are sponsoring your platform or whatever it is, your stockholders, suddenly there is no end to that. You're in a vicious spiral of censoring every other idea that comes along that counters your own. And that's where they are.
You're exactly right. In doing so, Zuckerberg and Dorsey and others, they inspired a wave of alternative social media platforms that we're seeing right now. It's platforms like what you're about to announce, which I want to ask you to speak about more, give us the URL and so on. But Mike Lindell with Frank Speech, my platform, Brighteon, and so on. Guess what? None of these things ever would have happened if we had been allowed to speak freely. I decided to launch Brighteon the day that YouTube permanently banned me. They created the movement to Brighteon.
Well, that's, you know, that's the wonderful thing about this country. People innovate. There are 10 people, when one door closes, when Facebook closes, there are 10 people waiting in the wings saying, thank you. Yes. I've been developing or thinking about this platform for the last 10 years, and I haven't done it because you were there. You were filling that space. Now you're not filling that space.
That's right.
I'm going to walk straight in. Thank you so much. And that's the great thing about the way the process evolves. So yeah, you're absolutely right. We should be grateful. The silver lining of all of this, the silver lining of COVID, is it's brought people together who historically, even 5 months ago, would never be talking to each other.
Isn't that true?
Yeah.
It's extraordinary. Now, let's talk about your platform, healthfreedomhub.com. That's the URL, correct?
Yes, that's right. Absolutely.
Healthfreedomhub.com. When is it launching? And what's the sign-up process for people to participate? And also, how soon can I have an account there?
Mike, at this stage, I'm going to bring in someone who can speak with great authority on this, far better authority than I can. And that's my CEO, Laurie Martin Gregory.
Okay, that's fantastic. Yeah, we'll talk to
her.
Just a second.
Yeah.
Before we go to Laurie, right? I just want to ask you, number one, you look super healthy. You look fit. You're dressed like you just came back from a special forces mission.
I feel like that.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you look rugged, man. You look great. I'm just so happy to see you. What are you doing with your health? And I mean, you look fit, you look energetic, you're very creative. How are you achieving this?
Well, I now, Mike, I'm living on an antique sailboat in the middle of Biscayne Bay. Okay, beautiful.
No way.
One. Formosa 51, a beautiful old boat I bought from a Danish airline pilot who, you know, raced and raced around the world in yachts. And she's absolutely fantastic. And for years, I sailed in the American Bicentennial Tall Ships Race across the Atlantic in 1976, before I went to medical school. And I love this life. I could do this. Okay, I was 20. I was 20 then, not 20 anymore. And I, you know, the best thing is to just do it and suck it up afterwards. Because when you buy a boat, what you do is you open your checkbook and you never close it again. You just keep writing checks. You just, I want to give you money. I don't care who you are. I just want to give you money. And anyway, but it's wonderful. And I'm out on the ocean, and my great love is screenwriting. So I spend a lot of time doing that out on the ocean. And soon, we're moving to start production in Texas. So I'm going to take that boat. I'm going to sail around the southern tip of the Florida Keys and across to Galveston and put her on a mooring there. Well, wow. I head up to Austin to shoot this movie.
I'm just glad you don't have to go through the Suez Canal.
No, that may
might be blocked again.
I may be doing that at some stage. But I think after that, then I'm going to take my team, take the crew, and we're going to head off somewhere and have a bit of a break.
Well, it's really working for you. And we welcome you in Texas. It's a great place to film the truth about any topic, including vaccines. Our governor, you know, even though I think he kept lockdowns in place a little too long, but at least Texas is among the states that's resisting the medical tyranny, the leading edge of restoring common sense health freedom. So welcome to Texas, even though we're in Oklahoma right now, but welcome to Texas. Well, welcome back to Texas, I should say, because you lived in Texas for a number of years.
My heart is in Texas. I got to be honest with you. Texas for me is where I went in 2004. It was like an oasis to a man who was dying of thirst in the desert. And it was a great home. The people were fantastic. The attitude was can-do. It was. It introduced me to the concept of libertarians. We don't have libertarians in England. We didn't know what libertarians were. But what it made me realize is that big government creates big problems. It's expensive, it's cumbersome, it's a disaster. And it's small groups of people who have to pick themselves up by their bootstraps. Autism taught me this, you know, that government created this massive problem and it was small communities
that
had to bring some integrity back to things and actually make it a better world for their children. So,
well, you know what, speaking of that, COVID has created a new wave of homeschooling, which has then empowered moms to say no to vaccines. And also COVID has created a nationwide wave, or I should say the lockdowns, a nationwide wave of home Bible study as well. So think about, I mean, the enemies of humanity and freedom are building the very things that will defeat them.
That's right.
They're spurning a freedom movement that otherwise would not have happened. It's incredible. And Texas is right at the forefront of both of those things.
It's a fascinating, if somewhat uncomfortable, sociological experiment, but we're almost going back to the days of the founding fathers. You know, people are going back into those small communities, that homeschooling, those communities that they trust.
That's right.
And yeah, it's a fascinating time to be alive.
Indeed it is. Well, thank you so much for talking with us. We're going to bring in Laurie now and talk to her about the social media platform. Is there anything else you want to add?
Before? No, Mike, just to say thank you very much for having me back, and I'm looking forward to seeing you back in Texas.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you. Let me know when you're back in town, and we will give you a tour of our facility if you're interested.
Absolutely.
To see what's going on, and I have my lab. I know you'd be totally fascinated with all the lab instruments and everything. If you want to have a fun field day with me, we can make that happen.
Can't consider it done. Fantastic.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, now we're joined by Laurie Gregory, who is working with Andrew Wakefield on the new social media platform. And thank you for sitting down with me. And tell us about the platform and how people can sign up, and, you know, when it's launching and all the big questions so people can get involved.
Thank you, Mike. It's so great to be here with you. I am a huge fan and have been listening to your podcast pretty much regularly for the past couple months.
And now I'm frightened.
Oh, no.
I've spilled my soul to you in the podcast.
I know who you are. No. You've just filled a void at a time when our country has been floundering and, you know, really at a loss for what's happening. We can't get information and people are scrambling. And it was that very scrambling behavior that sort of inspired me to start thinking about, I think we've reached the point where health freedom has become a global issue.
Absolutely.
In terms of being on the tongue of people that never, like Andy said, have never thought about it before. So rather than going, you know, broad with a general platform, going horizontal, we're going to go vertical and go deep with one topic. This topic has a learning curve. It's relatively, you know, steep learning curve. So with all these folks coming in because of COVID that are scrambling for information, that are looking for truth, putting, you know, planting our flag in the ground and saying, okay, we're going to be the epicenter of health freedom in terms of information, a sort of virtual town square where people can come and learn. And we have such incredible thought leaders in this movement. So if we can help those thought leaders build a presence and then attract the audience in, have a dedication to this topic,
yes,
we'll be able to create a lot. We'll be able to create a network, we'll be able to mobilize, and we will be able to get closer to that one issue voting block as health freedom, which is something we haven't been able to do up to this point, and part of the reason why we are where we are.
Well, the opportunity, is huge right now, and I think a turning point even in the business world was when the CDC declared a ban on evictions.
Yes.
For rental contracts. So the CDC asserted itself into every business, you know, every private rental contract in the country. And the CDC told the cruise ships, you cannot set sail from American soil. And if you think about the CDC's logic, it is that any activity which involves humans is now under our control. Like, wait a minute, that's not supposed to be disease control. They're now trying to be the center for human control. And the antidote to that is health freedom. That's what you're talking about. And if folks without health freedom, you have no freedom at all, period.
That's right. And it's further compounded by the fact that our health freedoms are being threatened by corporations.
Indeed.
So why are we sitting in states that don't have laws that require masks, but we can't go into certain businesses that are corporate structures without being told, well, it's corporate policy. How does your corporate policy trump my local government and my state government?
Right.
It makes no sense.
Well, and my policy is to not wear a mask in your corporate store. So
I'll just take my money elsewhere. Yeah. That's my policy.
Right.
You're not going to get my dollars. My dollars will go to someone else.
Exactly.
Who's going to honor the law.
But then there are companies like cruise companies that don't want to necessarily ban people. I mean, I'm sure some cruise companies are going to push vaccine passports, but there may be smaller companies in that space, you know, entertainment cruises or what have you, that may say they may welcome people who don't wear masks and aren't vaccinated. Come on the cruise, let's get some fresh air and be healthy by being human, you know? And the CDC is going to say, you can't. And that's crazy.
Yeah, it's just completely insane. For health freedom has become the stick that's being used to push us into cages.
Yeah, you're right.
And if we don't stand up now and start to unify and become one voice to protect these freedoms, they will be gone forever and we will never get them back. I can't imagine a world for my grandchildren where they have to go to school wearing a mask, or, you know, even be forced to decide where they can travel based on, you know, the threat of losing their health.
Yeah.
By having to put a vaccine in their bodies. What Layla Centner was saying yesterday about the masks in schools, right, and children. It's extraordinary that parents haven't been up in arms at school board meetings saying, wait a minute, what are we doing to our children?
Right.
And that is what we'll be able to do when we're able to inform people through Health Freedom Hub.
Well, it's funny, if you don't mind me interjecting a bit of comedy into this, but it's true.
That's my favorite part of your podcast.
Oh, okay,
your
great.
Comedy,
so. In my generation, when we were young, the debate was whether or not they should talk about condoms.
Right.
Today, it's a body condom. It's a whole body condom. You're wearing a condom. And how insane is that? I mean, some of these schools, it's like a cocoon.
Oh, I know.
You know, and they're in band class. Did you see the pictures where they have a big tuba instrument barely fits in the giant cocoon condom? And it's a mockery of school. I'm like, what is this?
It's unbelievable. I mean, I know that there have been instances where children have been exposed to unmasked children. The child that's wearing a mask literally goes into a panic attack within 10, 15 minutes.
That's crazy.
Just being around other children with no masks.
Oh my gosh.
What are we doing?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about your platform now.
Yeah, yeah.
When does it launch? Because it's so critical.
It is. So we are so grateful that we've partnered. We've been able to partner with Pure Social. Doug Wade approached us a year ago to stream Andy's films on his content side. And we've just enjoyed our relationship with him so much. Was just a natural fit when we started talking with him about the idea of rebranding Pure Social as Health Freedom Hub. Mm. And he said he was just thrilled to do it. He's on the team.
That's
and
awesome.
He sees the value. So not only is he giving us the opportunity to rebrand Pure Social as a Health Freedom Hub platform with a social media side and a content generation side, so like a Netflix for health freedom,
right,
combined with a Facebook for health freedom. It's like Facebook and Reddit had a baby,
yeah,
right? Because you have to vote up, you don't have the likes, but it looks like Facebook with some other extraordinary upgrades. I mean, this is such a win for our community. Because if we have all these people asking these questions, Mike, and we don't give them the chance to have access to the truth, we've missed the moment. We've missed the opportunity.
Yes, but okay. So, what's the actual launch date?
We've literally put this together to start going with Doug, because Pure Social is a tested platform. It's been up for a year.
Right.
Has over 5,000 users.
Who's got the infrastructure?
We get to move fast.
Yeah.
Because we have to do it now.
Right.
Timing is everything, and we know folks that are thought leaders in our community have tried launching social media platforms in the past, but it just wasn't the right time.
Yes.
Now it's on the hearts and minds of the people. So now is the time to create that presence. So we're going to be up in like 40 days.
Wow.
And
okay.
We threw together a landing page specifically for this conference with Clay Clark.
Okay.
And people can go to healthfreedomhub.com right now. Forgive the scaffolding because it's definitely rough. But there's a place for them to put in their email address and they can get on the list.
So they'll be alerted when
they'll
it's live
in,
and then they can
and
just
they'll be alerted
join up.
Exactly. As we get ready to launch, they'll be kept in the loop and they can get their account and get started.
Will you sign me up?
Absolutely.
With the Health Ranger name?
I think you should be the first one.
I would love to be the first one.
We'd love to have you as the first one because we'd like to, you know, promote Brighteon there as well.
Well, we would love to do cross promotion, bring people to your platform, and even talk to Doug about making sure that, for example, someone posts a Brighteon video, that it works.
Absolutely.
On your platform. So there can be all that cross-pollination.
See, this is the beauty of this community, Mike. We're competitors, but we're all heart-centered mission.
Yeah.
So
I don't consider us competitors at all.
What we work as colleagues, we're in traditional business models, we would be considered competitors, right?
Yeah, right.
But we work together because we're all invested in this for the change of the planet.
This is mission-driven.
It's heart-centered mission, 100%.
Right.
So that's what just makes me so happy, because that's how we're going to win. The other side is still competing. You know, they're competing.
Right. But speaking of business models, and then we'll wrap this up here, but is there an opportunity? Well, I'm kind of asking for my own operation. Maybe can we advertise on your platform, or will others be able to advertise on your platform?
Absolutely.
Because you have to have sustainable revenue.
You know it. There's going to be an advertising opportunity. And Andy also has a tremendous community of good doctors that are, you know, consider him a mentor.
Yes.
And they have been looking for an opportunity to participate in his business model for a while. So this will give them that chance. They'll be able to have a voice for folks that are looking for their information. They'll be able to advertise.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So, you
even
know,
locally,
yes,
geographically, right?
Absolutely. So that you can go hyper local in terms of connecting with practitioners, but you can also go global and go national with forming advocacy groups and creating networks that can help influence policy.
And what's your role, Lori, in this project? Are you the overseer of the entire project, or what?
Well, Andy and I and Christina Skaggs, who's from the Virginia Freedom Keepers, have partnered together to build this. It's Andy's platform. And the three of us have partnered with Doug to bring it to life and give it wings. As the CEO of Seventh Chakra Films and a co-producer with Andy on his films, it's just a natural fit.
Yes.
You know, as we're in the process right now of going to pre-production on this very important next movie, which we start on Monday.
Wow.
We have the opportunity, as folks are looking to participate in helping us fund this film, to guarantee them that it's gonna be seen, because we're gonna have our own content, we have our own Health Freedom Netflix, if you will.
I love it.
So they can't stop the streaming because the structure of the platform is not built on the systems that are causing the problems.
That's right. Well, you're very knowledgeable. And by the way, I really love speaking with you. You're a very effective spokesperson for your project. You really know your stuff and you're passionate about it. Do you have a child who was afflicted with vaccine damage, or how has that brought you to this?
God preserved motherhood for me until I was much older. So I became a mom to my only child at 45 years old.
Wonderful.
And he gave me the wisdom because of Andy's work, you know, to know what the risks were.
Yes.
And so I have a beautiful, healthy 13-year-old unvaccinated boy.
Bless you.
And that's God wonderful. Has put me in his charge.
Yes.
That's the most important thing I'll ever do. I'm doing all of this for my future grandchildren, God willing.
That's right.
So I can't meet my maker at the end of this time on this earth and say I knew what was going on and I didn't stand up.
That's right.
I can't.
That's right.
So I want to hear, my child, I am well pleased. That's my goal.
Well, this is why we love what you're doing and we wholeheartedly support it. And I would love to be one of your first users. And even I'll do, you know, special exclusive podcasts or videos for your platform just to help introduce people to it. But thank you for what you're doing. And thank you, Andy, for what you're doing. Just thank you for letting me participate also in what you're doing. Because I know I'm hard to reach.
You have been so supportive of Andy. And even when we launched the film last year, you know, you've just always been at the ready. And we're so grateful for that because you're building such a wonderful platform with Brighteon. You're leading the way.
We're trying, but we had to rebuild the platform because we had components that were reliant on upstream providers. We spent a year rebuilding it.
But you're not Parler. Parler had the whole world in their hands for a weekend and it slipped through their fingers because they underestimated. Not going
to
happen.
No.
We've been dodging and weaving for a while.
Yes.
So we can look and go, rookie mistake.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you, Lori. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right.